belong to him. That was awesome. One can chase a thousand. Everybody hear that? One can chase a thousand. Two can chase 10,000. Well, we don't hear anything else. I think we've heard a good word already. Amen? Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see you here today. And it's really great to be here. If we haven't met yet, my name's Tim Shaw. It's my wife, Bonnie, right here. And it is a joy to be here. We are serving Calvary as the new interim lead pastor. So interim means temporary. But we're here. We're here for now and for this season. And we are thrilled to be here. I'm looking forward to opportunities for us to meet. As I said last week, I'm anxious to get to know you and to hear a bit about your journey, hear a bit about your story. And God willing, there'll be time and opportunity for that. We'll look forward to it. I do want you to know that just some of the detail around our coming here. So when I received the invitation to come to Calvary and serve as the interim lead, you know, we took some time and thought about that and have agreed to do that. One detail around that you need to know that's just important for kind of how the relationship is going to roll out. Bonnie and I live across the bridge in New Brunswick. Bonnie grew up in St. John, born and raised there. As I mentioned last night, I'm from the United States, but I am a full-fledged Canadian citizen, so I'm in. So, and plus I want credit for being married to a Canadian for so long. So I get credit for that. So we are living in New Brunswick and going to be commuting, traveling. I've been hired as the part-time interim pastor. So Bonnie and I aren't moving over. A number of you last week asked where we were living here in the city. And we're not moving here permanently. We are here serving on an interim basis, and we are thrilled to do so. We're going to be coming over Sundays, and looking forward to that as we're here today. We'll be here most every Sunday, be a few gaps, but not many, and we'll be here worshiping with you. I'll be coming over, God willing, on Tuesdays, and we'll be at the office on Tuesday. We'll have staff meeting. We're really, one of my favorite things to do in life is to be part of a team. I love to be part of a team. I'm not much of a lone ranger. I die in isolation, although I will say, you know, I'm really not an extrovert, and I need to be alone, but I love this, and this is one of my favorite things, to be together and to be able to work with Pastor Brody and Pastor Jakayla, and to be a part of a team is really important to me. And so we'll have staff meeting Tuesday. We'll be in the office. I was in the office Tuesday. We had a really good day together. And then I'll be coming over at some other times as kind of needed, as the life of the church kind of rolls out. And, you know, I establish relationships with you, and I certainly want to be here to serve you, to do all that I can to pastor and to pour into your life, to love you and to encourage you in your walk with God, to get closer to him. That's why we're here. So I hope that you'll give me that opportunity. And so I wanted you to know just kind of how that's going to happen on a weekly basis. You can pray for us. It's not a long commute, it's just about an hour. In fact, I can see you from where I live, okay? Just so you know, I may not be in the city, but I got my eye on you, okay? We're watching you from the other shore. I can see the island and see the bridge, and we'll be coming over. We'll be fully participating in the life of Calvary here in this interim. Although I'm on a part-time basis, I know one of the challenges is to, serve on a part-time. I've never done part-time pastoring, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, we are delighted, honored, grateful to be here. One other thing before we look into the message this morning. There is a search committee that has been assembled that is going to be tasked with some of their early journey of presenting to you a candidate for the permanent lead pastor at Calvary. That search team has met a number of times and is working. Thank you for filling out the survey. There was a church survey done. There are results of that have been put together. Some really important information, and that's going to be given to you next week at the annual business meeting. There'll be information. There's a summary sheet. There'll be other information. So make sure and be here next week. The search committee is doing important, good work. Pray for them and encourage them, and we'll be sharing results and some summary information about what you said was important to you when you think about the next lead pastor here at Calvary. So that's coming next week, so keep that in mind, all right? Well, let's pray. Let's just give our hearts to the Lord for the next few moments. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are grateful for this day. Lord, this day that you have made and given to us, we're grateful for the opportunity to be here in this place and to stand before this people. Lord, we believe that our lives are not adrift, that our lives are not taken by every whim or current, but that, Lord, you order our steps. I believe, Lord, that I stand here in this place today, Lord, at your call, and because you give us this opportunity and we serve, Lord, at your desire. And so, God, we give this to you. We're humbled by it. We're thankful for it. And we just pray that you would make us a blessing to these dear people. I pray that in the message today, Lord, that you would speak to us. Father, it's never just another Sunday. It's never just another service. Because, Lord, today, people walked into this place broken, some hurting, some with some big questions, some at crossroads, some with a diagnosis that, Lord, is causing it at times to be hard to sleep. Lord, there's so much today. Lord, I think of Calvary. I think of this church. And Lord, the journey that this church has been on. We are aware of that, Lord. More so, you are aware of their journey. And it has not been a journey without real challenge. So, Father, we're here to share your word. And I pray that by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you'd give us a word that's in season for this people in this moment today, and that you would speak into people's hearts. Father, may this message be like loaves and fishes, little but multiplied because of you. And in the receiving, it becomes much. In the hearing, it's a miracle. It's a word from you, Lord. It'll be my voice, but I pray, Lord, that it'll be by your Holy Spirit that you will speak into people's lives today, Lord. Because, God, it's not just another Sunday. It's not just another service. We need to hear from you, and we need to meet with you. And so, God, as we share, be glorified. I pray that hearts would be open. I know we're just, this congregation and I, you know, they didn't get a chance to vote me in, and, you know, we've got some relationship to build, but I pray that early on, Lord, I pray that it won't take us months, but I pray early on, Lord, that our hearts would open towards each other, and that, Lord, you'd give me the privilege of speaking into their life your word, and that, God, that they would receive it as your word, that, Lord, what we even share this morning, that they would believe and receive that God, we have prayerfully thought and we prayerfully deliver that which we believe you put in our hearts. So, Father, make it a blessing, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's getting to be a lot of years ago now. I met a middle-aged man. His name was Brian. Brian was never married. Brian never had any children. Brian was different than other people in some ways. Brian had some pretty real and significant challenges. He lived at home with his aging mother, and for his whole life, he was probably 50-ish. For his whole life, not just childhood, his whole life, Brian had dealt with bullying, being made fun of. He just never fit in. He was different. He was different than everybody else. Brian never found a place to belong. And one Sunday, Bonnie and I were serving at Community Evangel Temple in Lincoln, Maine. And one Sunday, just a random Sunday, nothing special about it except that every Sunday special. But just this one Sunday, Brian and his mother came to church. To this day, I don't know how, I really don't know why they showed up one Sunday. And I didn't know him, but I hugged him, and I told him that I was glad that he came. Now, you all know we've been through COVID, and I know that's a bad word, but and I won't say it a lot, but you know we've all been through that, I'll just tell you this right now. And I was pretty good today. I was pretty disciplined today. But my instinct is to hug you. So I'll just warn you. Okay? My instinct is to not let you off with just getting by. Now, I shouldn't teach you this, but I will, because I've learned it and I can read it. You usually can tell when someone, and some of you are very nervous right now. You're not going to see me on the way out. You're going to make sure and avoid me because you're going to think I'm coming in for the, you know, I'm coming after you. But there's a, you know, a handshake. What I like to do is use the handshake to pull you in. Okay, so I'll give you that tip off. But if you don't want me in, all you need to do, you don't need to say anything. You don't need to give me an evil eye. You don't need to avoid me like the plague. Just shake my hand, and all you got to do is lock your elbow. If you lock your elbow, we're just going to dance. And you're never coming in for the hug. So that's how you keep me at, if you just want a handshake, I'll know. Just become real firm with, tilt your head a little, I'll know. I'll respect the boundaries. But for those of you that are huggers, so Brian comes into church and I hug him. And I told him, really glad you're here, Brian. And Brian had a truck. He had a little, well, I'm not a truck person, but it's a miniature truck. It's not a great big, you know. It's a little truck. And no offense to those who have little trucks. Brian was very proud of his truck. And not long after he visited, he came by our offices. In fact, that first week after that first Sunday, he came by the offices during the week and he brought his truck. And he came in and said hi to me. He says, I want to show you my truck. So I went out and looked at his truck with him, and he was very proud of his truck. And I remember making a big deal of his truck. Not long after Brian started coming to church, I asked him if he wanted to help to receive the offering. And you would have thought that I'd offered him $1 million. So Brian, you wanna help us take up the offering every now and then on Sunday, you know, you kind of see what happens. And he'd been to, you know, a half a dozen services or whatever. And man, he lit up and he was pretty excited. Brian was glad to do it. And what became the rest of his life, for the rest of his life, Brian never left. He never left. This morning, I'm beginning a series of messages. We'll continue this thought, God willing, next week and for a few weeks. And I've entitled this series, Every Piece is Important. Brian's piece was important. And I pray that over the next couple of weeks, each of you, everyone here, and those who aren't here today but will be here next week, that everyone that hears the message will understand, will come to know just how important your piece is. And I pray that we will come to understand in fresh and growing ways that our mission, our right to exist, our purpose is to find and connect missing pieces. Missing pieces. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. And so it is with the body of Christ. This morning, as you came in, some of you didn't know what to do with it. You were a bit thrown off by it, but everybody was given a Lego piece. Sharon, are you around? Sharon, I saw Sharon and I lost her, but she's here somewhere. She has the bag of Lego. Is she right there? Anybody in the room not have a piece of Lego? Anybody not have a piece of Lego? Because if you don't have one, we'd love for you to make. You just, if you don't want to lift up your hand, you don't have to. Because the worst thing in the world is if, I don't know, listen. If this is your first Sunday here, I don't know it, so don't worry. I got no idea. So I'm not calling you out because I don't know who you are. But we'd love for you to have one. Would you get it out? Everybody that got your Lego piece, get it out. I don't want it just in your pocket. Get it out. Put it in your hand. I want you to hold it. Everybody show me your Lego piece. Buddy, got it? Everybody knows about Lego, don't they? I mean, everybody, right? If you've been around kids at all, if you don't have your own, you know all about Lego. And there's something true about every piece of Lego, the piece that you hold. And it's true not only about the piece that you hold, it's true about you also. This piece of Lego was made for connection. I mean, everything about it is made to belong. It's made to be a part. Eventually, we'll get there. Not today, but we'll get there. If you put this together with all of that, you won't believe what it can make when you put it all together. Now, you can do whatever you want to with this Lego from here on out. I mean, what I would love for you to do is maybe just keep it in your pocket, put it in your purse, put it on a nightstand, throw it in your cup holder in your little truck or your big truck. But just humor me and don't throw it away. Humor me and don't throw it in the bin of Lego that you have at home. Just keep it in your pocket. Because my prayer is, my hope is, I believe that God wants to remind you, not just today, but this week, and not just this week, but next week and beyond, that God wants to remind you that you are made to belong. You are made for connection. That your DNA, the way that God framed you, and you know, when I talked about, I get it, when I talked about hugging, it just sent shockwaves through some of you, and it, you know, it just scared you, because not everybody does that the same way. But listen, whether you're a hugger or not, and whether you admit it or not, and whether you like it or not, you are made for connection. That is the way that God designed you. We noticed that quickly about the Lego piece, the fact that it's got connectors. Now listen, if your part only has two, you know, little connectors, that's not a message from God. Some of you said, man, this is right on, just two of us. I can do that. Some of you are nervous because you got 10 pieces on, you're like overwhelmed. No special prayer went into what color you got or how many connectors. Just prayer into the truth that every person is made for connection. And something else about this Lego. Some have different shape. Some have different color. Some have more connect points than others. But every piece is made for connection, made to be a part of something bigger than itself. Paul gave us that truth about the church in chapter 12 and verse 20. I read chapter 12, verse 12 of 1 Corinthians, but verse 20 says, yes, there are many parts, but one body. And so just as the Lego piece is made for connection, we are made for connection. But listen, there's a big step between having a purpose and living out that purpose. How many know that there's a big step between good intentions and living it out? How many know that there's a big step between I'm gonna fill in the blank and telling us the story of how you did it? It's a big difference. It's a big journey between having a purpose, being made for something, and then living that purpose out. Your piece, it's important, but whether you live your life as a piece or a part, part of something bigger is really up to you. I don't want to stir up any difficult memories, this morning or reopen any old wounds. But the truth is that some people end up being part of families that don't want them. And that's hard even to say. And I can't imagine having to live that out. But I'm really, really grateful, really glad to tell you today that God, Jehovah God, God Almighty, God who made heaven and earth, God wants you in his family. Amen? God wants you. I mean, literally has desire for you to be in his family. And I'll tell you something else. That, and I know I claim a right that I haven't earned this morning. So I'll beg your forgiveness of that, but I'll claim it anyway. I want to say on behalf of Calvary Church that we want you in this family. And you are an important piece of this picture. And if it's your first time that you've ever been here, you may want to take notice, because today God has a message for you. And that message is you're important to him. And I didn't know you'd be here, and I don't know who you are. And you probably didn't know I'd be here. And you didn't know what I was going to say. And up until about a week ago, I didn't know what I was going to say. But we're here, and I'm going to tell you, you're not here by accident. You're not here just by the spin of a wheel, and it happened to stop, and just some cosmic thing happened, and you're here, and you're hearing this pastor tell you that you're important. No, it's more than that. It's bigger than that. It's because God wanted you to hear it. And furthermore, God wanted you all to hear it this morning. This afternoon. I'm glad we don't have a quarter. We have a jar we have to throw in. How's that for a fundraiser? But you hold the key to your connection. I joke about hugging. I'm not going to make anybody hug me. And there's no forced belonging. It's a choice that we all make. We choose to join his family. We surrender our heart. We open our heart. We say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Come into my life. Forgive me. Cleanse me. I want to walk with you. And we voluntarily give ourselves to God. And that's the way we become not just a piece, but we become a part. But you hold the key to your connection. It's your choice between isolation or connection. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago." Pieces are part of a process. You see, pieces find meaning and purpose as they surrender to a bigger picture. That's the whole point of Lego. The point of Lego isn't to have all these little pieces disconnected, creating excruciating pain in the middle of the night. It's not their purpose in life to do that, although they do it well. Their purpose is to belong. Their purpose is to be part of something. Their purpose is to get connected and be part of something that they could never, never, ever dream of being by themselves. We are God's masterpiece, and piece by piece, here a little and there a little, we all are being made. Every piece made to be a part, made to complete a picture, made to complete not only a church, but think about this, made to complete a marriage, made to complete a family, made to complete a team. Promise you, guaranteed, every championship, top of the podium team learns and understands it's not about individual pieces. It's when those stars in their own right surrender to the bigger picture. They offer themselves. They choose to connect. Every one of those things, a church, a marriage, a family, a team, are completed by process. And that process works itself out as we embrace it and as we are patient with that process. We've all heard the phrase, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's oft used because it reminds us that process, journey, is important. I want to ask you to be patient, and I know it's asking a lot. I know. And when I pray, when I have prayed about Calvary, when I've asked God, Father, help me to feel and experience what Calvary has been through, what Calvary is experiencing. Help me to understand that somehow. What comes to me, what's in my heart to say to you is that I want to ask you to be patient with the process. And I know that that's asking a lot because it has required a lot of patience already. And I understand. I mean, I say I understand. I don't understand it like you understand it because you've lived it. But I understand it from a distance. But I want to tell you that that's how God is going to get you to where you're going. That's how God's going to do what he has, the good thing, the great things that he has planned to do amongst us. That's how we're going to get there, is patience with the process. And lastly, can I have 5 more minutes? Really? 5 more minutes. Do I hear 15? Potential is realized in pieces. We can never do alone what we can do together, right? Pastor Kevin, our superintendent, my pastor, loves to use the phrase. He signs all of his letters. I remember the first time I saw it. It spoke to me. It was meaningful to me. Anybody know how Pastor Kevin signs all his stuff? Anybody? Who are the credential holders in the building? No, just kidding. Pastor Kevin signs all his stuff, we're better together. That's the phrase he says. First time I saw that, it spoke to me. Really spoke to me. We're better together. I love it. I believe it. I believe that. I believe that we are better together. And as pieces come together, the picture takes shape. It's why it might not look like much, but your piece is important. One Lego piece is never the complete picture. In coming to Calvary, I want you to understand that I come as this. I come to you, and that's it. That's it. Just a piece. My value, my potential, my purpose, my calling in being here in this room with you today and to journey together with you, my potential is only going to be realized as I become a piece that is connected. And I want that. And I say to every one of you, would you just look at me, look me in the eye? I want you to know it. That I want, there is desire in my heart. I want to be connected to you. And by God's grace, he's going to build something beautiful. I don't know exactly what it looks like. I may only be part-time, but I can tell you that I am going to work hard to be connected. I'm going to work hard to know your name. Now, this may make him very uncomfortable. I'm looking for him in the room. Is somebody? Where's Leroy? Hey, there you are. You're right there. Leroy, I don't know why. But your name stuck in my head. And I'm still learning names, but I've got Leroy. I've got Leroy. And I hope to have them all. With God's help, I will. Your peace is important. I'm not sure if you know this or if anyone has said it to you lately or ever, but we really do need you. God needs you. This church needs you. Your family needs you. But to be connected, we have to choose to surrender our peace and choose to be involved and choose to be committed. I'd like the worship team to come, if they would, please. And when you come, just play softly, okay? I started the message today by telling you about Brian. Brian attended community for a few years, and we had a great time. Brian, he was scheduled about every third week or so to be the usher. Man, you know, when Brian was on, you knew it was Brian Sunday, because he stood a little taller, and this was getting to be some years ago when we did this. And some of you are pining the day that we, but he dressed a little sharper, and you could tell when it was Brian's time to shine. But Brian, after just a couple years, he got sick. And Brian just never got better. And I remember visiting Brian in the hospital. I remember sitting in bed. I remember visiting with his mom. I remember that journey like it was yesterday. After Brian passed, I was sitting with his mother, and we were planning his funeral and talking about all of those things, and she stopped and she began to tell me how much being a part of community meant to Brian. With a lot of tears in her eyes and a lot of tears in mine, she told me how much taking the offering meant to Brian. She told me how she would tell him, imagine this, just she would tell me how moved and how it made Brian feel. Of all the simple, silly, I suppose, in some way, but that I liked his truck. Man, he just thought that was the coolest thing. I don't know who that guy is, but I just know he's up front every Sunday. He got the mic, so, you know. Be something going on there, right? So he just loved that the guy that had the mic, you know, loved his truck. His mother told me how much he loved that I hugged him. He told me how much belonging to something bigger than himself meant to him, just to belong, just to have a part, just to feel like he was important. And he felt that way because he was. He just was. There was no airs about it. There was no pretense in it. He was just important because he was important. And if there's one thing that I think God has helped me to learn, there's a lot that I still need to learn. But God is still teaching me, but I'm getting it. And when I look across this room today, I'd like to go to every one of you right now, every one of you, and just take a moment, look you in the eye, and tell you that you are so, so valuable. 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 Valuable to God. And how important you are to this church. And I want to say it again, and I hope it rings in your heart, and that the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your memory at key moments this week and beyond, that we need you. We need you. God needs you. Too many churches are fractured and divided over things that in the big picture just don't matter. So what can you do in response to the message today? A couple simple things. Number one, surrender your peace and choose to be connected. I can't make you do it. I can't make you come back next week. I want you here. I want you to be a part. I want you to hear and to see and experience what God is going to do next week and the week after that in the months ahead. I want it. I want that for you, but you've got to choose it. And I encourage you and I exhort you, make the choice. Be patient. Give God a chance. Surrender your peace and choose to be connected. Secondly, be the peace. Be the person that helps someone else get connected. Now I want to challenge you to be the person that doesn't let anybody stand alone. Be the person. Listen, when you're new to a place, and I know there's such a thing, you know, it's going too far. We'll worry about, if that becomes a problem, we can preach on that. But I'm not worried about that. Let's just make sure nobody stands alone. You know what I mean by that? I want you to come alongside someone. Be the person. Be that person that welcomes someone, greets someone. If they're new, they look lonely, sit with them, stand with them, talk with them, have a coffee with them. Don't let them be isolated. Be the peace that helps other peoples connect. And then the last thing that you can do in response to this message, I want you to look around this morning. I want you to think about somebody that's not here. Think about somebody that you haven't seen. Not today. You didn't see them last week. And they haven't been here maybe for a little bit. I want to ask you, in Jesus' name, I want to ask you, for the sake of the work of God, and maybe for the sake of that soul, and to the blessing of Calvary, and the strength of us as a church, I want to ask you to let someone know that they are missed. Take the time for conversation, and be the peace that connects others, all right? Let's bow our heads together, in Jesus' name. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the closing moments of this service today, I pray you do something special in somebody's heart. I pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit, who I believe has been speaking in these moments, I ask you, God, to do your holy work in the hearts of your people right now. In the name of Jesus. Your heads are bowed, please, just for a moment. I don't know. I have no idea what you're used to. I have no idea what your custom is. Please just receive what I say to you this morning, just genuine from my heart. It's just all I know to do. So your heads are bowed. Just giving a moment of privacy for anyone that wants it in the room. I want to ask you to just consider this question this morning. What's the Holy Spirit saying to you right now? I want you to think about that for a moment. What is God saying to me right now? What stood out to you in this service today? Maybe it was a song that Pastor Brody led. Maybe it was a conversation you had in the lobby. Maybe it was something that I said. What stood out to you today? What is the Holy Spirit saying? I want to ask you to take that in Jesus' name. I want you to receive that word in Jesus' name. I want you to believe that God is speaking that to you, and that it's not random, and it's not coincidental, but that God is speaking that to you today for action, for direction. I just want to talk for just a minute to anyone in the room that feels very disconnected. You're here today and, you know, everything I've said, fine. But the fact is you feel very disconnected. Hey, listen, the whole journey of Calvary has, and I don't know, nobody's told me this. This is just my assumption that the journey to be connected has got to have been challenging. To lose your building, to be in temporary quarters, to go through, you all know the list. It's got to have been challenging. And I'm thinking, my heart tells me, I feel like the Holy Spirit says to me, there are people in the room that feel disconnected, and your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed just for this moment. Just want to ask. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. Not personally. I'm not going to, nothing. I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to the Holy Spirit. If you're here today, say, Pastor Tim, I believe this message was for me. I believe that God is speaking to me. I've felt lonely. I've felt disconnected. I've felt isolated. I don't know what word you'll use for it, but you just have been struggling with that. And I believe that today that God is speaking to me about that. And I'm hearing His voice, and I want God to do His work in my heart. Again, I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to embarrass you. None of that. I'm just going to pray for you. It's going to be the closing, and I'm going to pray for you. If that's you, your head's bowed, would you just slip up your hand long enough for me to see and say, Pastor Tim, that's me, and that's what I feel in my heart. God bless you and you. Thank you. I just feel that isolation. Thank you. It just seems like God is speaking to me this morning, and I want to say yes to what God is doing in my life today. Is there somebody else? Pastor Tim, that's me. I just feel like God's talking to me. Thank you. Thank you in the back. Thank you. Thank you, man. God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for working. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to hearts. Last time, anybody else, you want to be included in this closing prayer, you haven't lifted up your hand yet, you just say, Pastor Tim, when you pray, include me, because I just feel God speaking to me. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Just feel like God's talking to me. Anybody else? Isn't this great God at work in people's hearts? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus' name. Everybody in the room, let's stand together. And I want you to just join your heart. Those of you that lifted up your hand, everybody, let's stand together. Those of you that lifted up your hand, God saw you. If it was just the slightest lift, God saw it, and heaven saw it. And I want you to just open your heart right now as I pray and believe that God will work in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to ask every Christian in this room, would you just agree with me right now? Listen, this could be somebody's future. So let's agree together. Father, in the name of Jesus, to every man and woman, young and old alike, that raised their hand today, that have sensed your voice speaking to them, I ask right now, God, that you would work in their heart, that the Holy Spirit would quicken this word, this important piece, that their peace is important, that their life matters, that they're valuable to God, and that they're valuable here in this church. I pray, Lord, you would make that real, and that, Father, you would help them. Help them in the journey of surrendering their peace, Lord, to take steps, to come again, to be in a Bible study, to be here next week, to volunteer, to somehow connect their peace. Father, I pray there'd be a path, and I pray you'd do a holy work. And I pray for those that are hurting today. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would bring a healing to their heart. We'll trust you with this, and we'll commit this all to you. And we'll believe you for good and great things. And everybody said, amen, and amen, and amen.